Heard all across the United States, Canada, and around the world. This is the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Hank is president of the Christian Research Institute. At CRI, our desire is to equip you to not only defend the historic Christian faith, but become an apprentice of Jesus Christ, because life and truth matter. To learn more or to find resources to help you grow in grace, call 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-274. Or go to our website at equip.org. The following program was pre-recorded. And now, here's Hank Hanegraaff.
Well, thank you very much, Randy, and welcome to a special Memorial Day edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. You know, within the midst of battling the evils of Nazism, British Prime Minister Winston Churchill said this. He said, "Never in the field of human conflict was so much owed by so many to so few." Churchill's words ring true at this very moment. While we're celebrating Memorial Day right here in the United States of America, this is a day to honor those who, in the words of Abraham Lincoln, gave the last full measure of devotion to their country. They did it in their sacrifice for freedom. In the wake of the Civil War, all of this became memorialized. A tradition came into being known as Decoration Day. And on that day, mourners would pray and they would plant flowers or lay flowers on the graves of soldiers. And that, of course, evolved into the day that we're commemorating right now, Memorial Day, which became a federal holiday back in 1971. And that established the final Monday of every May as the day our nation pays homage to our fallen veterans, to heroes of our nation. And we at the Christian Research Institute are committed to offering our deepest respect, to offering honor and thankfulness to those who have sacrificed all to protect and defend the freedoms that we continue to enjoy in this country. We are also deeply committed to preserving freedoms which are definitively being compromised in this present generation. We must ever be vigilant in opposing a cancel culture replete with a militant predilection to silencing viewpoints which are clearly the heritage of Western Christian civilization. Make no mistake, radical voices in America are pressuring committed Christians to cease communicating essential biblical positions on marriage, on sexuality, on gender, on abortion, on justice, as well as on the exclusivity of Jesus Christ as the only means for humanity's salvation. As Joe Dallas puts it in the Christian Research Journal, this demand for Christian silence indicates the culture's attempt to tell the church which sins we may condemn and which ones we need to be revised, taken out of the category of sinful and placed in the category of acceptable. The point here is simply that, as history has demonstrated again and again, we must ever remain vigilant. A warning that seems to have fallen on deaf ears in today's America. Western politicians seem blithely unaware of the warnings from the past. Think about this. Less than 350 years ago, the Ottoman Empire continued its maniacal advance on Europe. And had it not been for the leadership of Poland's King Jan Sobieski, who in September 11, 1683, halted the Muslim menace at the gates of Vienna, Europe might already have been renamed Eurabia. September 11, 2001. The Western world faced yet another such moment of truth. But this time, no Jan Sobieski arrived on the scene fully understanding that the destiny of the West was hanging in the balance. Instead, obsessively self-loathing Western elites seem unwilling to stand tall in the face of evil aggressors. And that leads to what I would call a quintessential question. Under what conditions do we justify war? And I would argue that the true love protects the innocent against the evil of an aggressor, and that this kind of love sometimes leads inevitably towards war. For example, among other things, our love for the Jewish people who were being systematically exterminated by Hitler's nefarious socialist republic mandated that the U.S. enter an alliance of nations determined to expunge the Nazi menace. Just as governing authorities have a duty to protect citizens from mob aggression, so too, a government's military is justified in thwarting evil aggressors that seek to foist their mayhem upon the human race. And that's why, in Romans 13, the Apostle Paul says, "Rulers do not bear the sword in vain." In his classic monograph, The Crusades, Christianity and Islam, Jonathan Riley Smith explains that there are three criteria of just war theory, and these have been embraced in Western theology. This is how he puts it. He says that for more than 2,000 years of Western history, violence, whether expressed in warfare, armed rebellion, or employment of force as a state sanction, and whether wholly or merely licit, has always required three criteria. There are three things that we have to consider. First, war must not be entered into lightly, nor must war be entered into for aggrandizement, but only for a legally sound reason. And that has to be a reactive reason. Second, it must be formally declared by an authority recognized as having the power to make this kind of declaration. And third, as we should all know, it must be waged justly. Just war theory serves as justification for defensive warfare in very specific circumstances. And it does so to protect the innocent and to fulfill the command to love one's neighbor. Christ himself put it this way, greater love has no one than to lay down his life for friends. And as I'm going to explain when we come back from the break, our Lord here is alluding to his own imminent death on the cross. I want to give my deepest thanks to all of you who remember the Christian Research Institute and its outreaches around the world. Thank you for standing shoulder to shoulder with us in the battle for life and truth. We'll be right back with more.
If you were going into combat, what would be more important? The number of those who were for you or the number of those who were with you? Now, apply that question to today's battle for the hearts and minds of literally millions of people at home and abroad. That's what makes members of CRI's support team so vital. They're not simply for CRI's critical mission, they're standing with CRI each and every day. If you want your voice and your values to be heard 24/7 through the outreaches of the Christian Research Institute, become a member of CRI's support team today. Just call 888-7000-CRI to stand with CRI daily in the battle for life and truth. And as our thanks, Hank Hanegraaff will personalize to you a copy of his black leather-bound, silver-embossed Complete Bible Answer Book, Collector's Edition, Revised and Updated. Call 888-7000-CRI or visit our website at equip.org. Hank will be back right after this.
Hank Hanegraaff has dedicated his life to defending truth because truth matters. However, his life and ministry were radically transformed by another three-word phrase, life matters more. Truth matters because Christianity is rooted in history and evidence. Life matters more because it is the experience of union with God. The goal of Christian life is union with God. All attempts to understand Christianity from a solely rational perspective put us in danger of devolving into a transactional rather than transformational relationship with God. Truth Matters, Life Matters More will equip you to move beyond intellectually knowing about God to experientially knowing Him in Christ. To receive your copy of Truth Matters, Life Matters More, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us online at equip.org.
The Christian Research Journal is CRI's award-winning magazine, combining eye-catching design with well-researched articles to equip believers in doctrine, defense, and discernment. The Christian Research Journal's primary commitment is to contend earnestly for the faith that was once for all delivered to the saints. In keeping with this commitment, the journal's mission is both evangelistic and pastoral, furthering the proclamation and defense of the historic gospel of Jesus Christ, and helping his followers distinguish between essential Christian doctrine and doctrine that is peripheral, aberrant, or heretical. In an age of subjectivism and moral relativism, may Christians ground their faith and values in the objective, reliable testimony of Holy Scripture. Start your subscription to the Christian Research Journal today. Call 888-7000-CRI or go online to equip.org. That's equip.org. Anyone who's been paying attention knows there's a war going on, not just on traditional morality, civility, and decency, but even more fundamentally on historic notions of truth. And the enemy isn't just the onslaught of fake news facilitated by a post-truth culture and turbocharged by growing legions of ideological spin doctors. No, the real enemies of truth range from postmodernist convictions that there is no objective truth to militant scientism that claims that only science can determine truth, and religion is little more than primitive superstitions. But CRI support team members are not waving a white flag of surrender. They're holding the fort by undergirding every one of Christian Research Institute's mind-shaping and life-changing outreaches 24/7. To learn how you can make a difference and enjoy all the benefits of support team membership, simply visit equip.org. Now back to the Bible Answer Man broadcast and your host, Hank Hanegraaff.
Thank you very much, Randy. Before we went to break, I was talking about just war theory, which serves as justification for defensive warfare in very specific circumstances, and that in order to protect the innocent and to fulfill the command to love one's neighbor. And I mentioned what Christ himself said, which is that greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. And so many valiant Americans have done that very thing. Of course, our Lord is alluding in this statement to his own imminent death, a death on the cross, a death which involves excruciating pain. In fact, the very word excruciating was coined to codify the horror of the cross, a horror that Christ submitted himself to so that we might find redemption not only in this life, but in the life that is to come. The point of our Lord is that self-sacrifice is evidence of love in action and therefore has universal application. In fact, it was St. Paul who reiterated this very point when he said, at just the right time, while we were still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die. But God demonstrates his own love for us in this, that while we are still sinners, Christ died for us. There was an excellent article in the Christian Research Journal. And by the way, you can subscribe to the Christian Research Journal on the web at equip.org, but you can find this article there as well, equip.org. This article is titled Just War Tradition. It's an article by Michael McKenzie. And this article offers compelling military stories of self-sacrifice to save others. And these stories are well worth reflecting upon. Think back to one of these stories, which takes place February 7, 1943. There was a submarine skipper. His name was Howard Gilmore. And he was on a routine patrol in the South Pacific. What happened was the ramming of a Japanese ship. And with that ramming, his submarine suffered heavy damage. And it was, well, rightly destroyed in many ways by the ship's machine gun fire that was taking place in the battle. Two seamen were immediately killed. And Gilmore was badly wounded himself as he stood on the observation tower. Unable to make it to the hatch, Gilmore did the only thing he thought he could do to save his crew. Despite their protests, officers saying, "Don't do it," crew saying, "Please don't do this," he ordered the sub to dive. He left himself to die on the surface of the ocean after the sub had dived. And there he died in order to save his 69 men. This, an incredible example of self-sacrifice. And for that self-sacrifice, he received the Congressional Medal of Honor. which of course is America's highest military honor. Criteria for the medal are very, very strict. So the acting question has to be reported by at least two eyewitnesses. It has to be distinguishable above other acts of gallantry, and it must involve the risk of one's own life. And point of fact, nearly two of every three men who so far have received this medal didn't even live to see their award. According to a revered military custom, every officer, generals included, must rise and salute any winner of the medal. The salute shows the endearing respect for the man, for the medal, as well as for the deed. But why do we respect this kind of heroism? Why do we respect this kind of self-sacrifice? Why is it so incredibly moving to read the story of Howard Gilmore? And there are many, many others. Well, in the article that I alluded to, McKenzie suggests that God's creating humanity in His image, creating humanity as icons of Himself, includes a connection between that image and the ultimate act of giving one's life. We respect this kind of courage because we know that to give one's all, to give all that a person holds dear, is to act outside of oneself. It is a pointer, however humanly, toward our Creator. A Creator who expressed Himself in the ultimate act of self-sacrifice on Calvary's Hill. This is a courage that transcends even the horrible carnage of war. Human awe in the face of bravery is nearly universal. Despite the killing, despite the terror, despite the horror of war, there can yet emerge an inexplicable yet undeniable transcendence. And this transcendence is not simply a function of zealous patriotism. Rather, it remains a pointer to the God whom even stark tragedy cannot drive away. And it is also, at the very least, an acknowledgement of God's providence. Fighting and destruction are terrible, but are sometimes agencies of heavenly rather than hellish powers, something that is not original with me, but something well said by others. And as I alluded to earlier, one hellish power that deserves note on Memorial Day is not only Muslim aggression, but it is also the aggression against the very principles that made Western civilization the greatest mission-sending force the world has ever known. And therefore, on Memorial Day, we honor those who have sacrificed all in answer to the unjust aggression of Islam from without, Nazism, communism, but also the very kinds of systems that are tearing our country apart from within. This has been a special edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Memorial Day is something that we don't want to take lightly. If you want to read about some of the great threats against our nation in the present, read my book, Muslim, What You Need to Know About the World's Fastest Growing Religion. And I do thank you this Memorial Day for all you do to strengthen this nation. I hope that you will celebrate this Memorial Day with your family and friends, but also continue to remember those who have made the ultimate sacrifice so that we can celebrate freedom on this very day. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you next time with more.
Thanks for joining us for the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Our daily commitment here at CRI is to defend the faith once for all delivered to the saints and equip believers to become true disciples of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to order resources or listen to the broadcast online, visit our website at equip.org. That's equip.org. Or call a resource consultant at 888-7000-274. Of course, you can write to CRI at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271. The Bible Answer Man broadcast is supported by listeners like you. We're on the air because life and truth matter.
Truth matters, life matters more, details Hank Hanegraaff's personal pilgrimage from his long defense of truth to his discovery that life matters more. Essentially two books in one, Part 1 equips Christians to defend the essential truths of the historic Christian faith. Part 2 explains why truth is necessary, but hardly sufficient. That the map is not the territory, the menu is not the meal. We are created to experience life to the full through union with God in Christ. Is there more to the Christian life than what you are experiencing? Truth Matters, Life Matters More unveils the unexpected beauty of an authentic Christian life. To receive Truth Matters, Life Matters More for yourself or as a terrific gift to a friend or loved one, call 888-7000-CRI and make a gift to support the Christian Research Institute's life-changing outreaches, 888-7000-CRI, or visit us online at equip.org.